Greetings of grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and His Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, be multiplied unto you now and forever. Amen. Our sermon text for this morning comes from the Gospel of Luke, the 13th chapter, verses 31 through 35. I'd ask, as you are able, to please stand for the reading of the Gospel. And again we read as follows in the name of our Lord. The same day there came certain of the Pharisees, saying unto him, Get thee out, and depart hence, for Herod will kill thee. And he said unto them, Go ye, and tell that fox, Behold, I cast out devils, and I do cures today and tomorrow, and the third day I shall be perfected. Nevertheless, I must walk today and tomorrow, and the day following, for it cannot be that a prophet perish out of Jerusalem. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, which killest the prophets, and stonest them that are sent unto thee, how often would I have gathered thy children together, as a hen doth gather her brood under her wings, and ye would not. Behold, your house is left unto you desolate, and verily I say unto you, ye shall not see me until the time come, when ye shall say, Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Amen. Please be seated. Our sermon text starts out coming right after a bunch of stories and parables that Jesus has told. As he has been talking and teaching, many people have gathered around him. And one of the Pharisees comes up to him and tells him to get out. Depart from Galilee, because Herod is seeking him so that he may kill him. And we all know that the Pharisees are Herod's. They are servants of Herod, and they are working for him. There's many different ideas as to why this Pharisee may have told Jesus that Herod is looking for him. Some say that he may have been an actual follower of Jesus, may have been converted. And some say he may have just been trying to get him out of Galilee to quit teaching. There's really no way to know exactly what is happening or why he is doing it. And it could be just so Jesus Christ can say these words that follow. And Jesus tells him, Go tell that fox. I cast out devils, and I do cures today and tomorrow, and the third day I shall be perfected. Jesus has no fear of Herod. There's no reason for him to be scared. He knows what is going to happen, and he knows when he is going to be killed. So there's no reason for him to fear. He knows that he is supposed to be doing cures, supposed to be casting out demons. He is doing his work. All this he has to do, and he knows it. He knows that he's not going to be crucified until it is done. He says, on the third day he shall be perfected. That is his perfection. When he goes and dies for us. He says, I must walk today and tomorrow and the day following. For it cannot be that a prophet perish out of Jerusalem. This is a key statement. Jerusalem was a city of the Jews where many have died for their beliefs. Jesus knew that this is where he had to die. He's not saying that he is only a prophet, but that he is also a prophet. What he has been teaching and what he has been doing, all these things are considered prophecy. It's a very short prophecy because he fulfills it within a few days, but it is prophecy. Now we come to my favorite verse. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, which killest the prophets and stonest them that are sent unto thee. Jesus knows this city. He knows what is done in it. He knows the evil that has come out of it. And yet, he cries over Jerusalem. In many Bibles, the heading over this section is the lament over Jerusalem. He is torn apart by this city. He loves them, but he knows that they cannot receive him. He knows what they are meant to do. Jesus says, "How often would I have gathered thy children together, as a hen doth gather her brood under her wings, and ye would not." I remember when I was pretty young, I went to my grandma's and I saw this half of the verse on her wall. "How often would I have gathered thy children together, as a hen doth gather her brood under her wings." And I asked her about it. And she told me that that's her favorite verse. And she told me why. And I don't know who it happened to, or if it happened to anybody that she knows, or what it was. But she told me a story of a farmer. Had his chickens, and you know, back in the good old days where people just farmed for a living and had a lot of fun. Farmer had a fire in his wheat field. As he went through, looking through the field, he saw a burnt chicken. When he got up to that burnt chicken, he lifted it up, and all the chicks were under it alive. That chicken, that hen, that mother, her last act was to save her children. I know it's kind of hard to imagine that an animal would know something like that, but I know parents and mother and fathers and mothers here would do the same thing. If you could protect your kids from anything, you would do it. Jesus is comparing himself to a parent. And he knows what he's going to do. He is going to die so that his children may live. And ye would not. these children of Jerusalem would not accept us. There's reasons for that, and Jesus knows the reasons for that. He knows that he has to go there and be crucified. But still, he is torn apart by it. Because he loves them, just like he loves all of us. We've all been told that the love of Jesus Christ is for everyone on this world. It's even for those that are going to kill him. Many times he has wanted to protect them, to show them who he is. There's been many opportunities to do it for him, but he could not. Their hearts were turned against him. So that's where it lays. Jesus goes on to say, "Behold, your house is left unto you desolate. And verily I say unto you, ye shall not see me until the time come when ye shall say, Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord." These people will not see his glory. They are given the opportunity, but they shall not see it. And I tend to think with this, it's like, well, why would he do that? Why would there be anyone that couldn't see this? Anyone that wouldn't see the glory of God? And there's a reason. So that we may see the glory of God. So that his salvation may come to us, so we may be able to receive it. God loves us that much. That he poured out his wrath on his Son. He hardened the hearts of people so that they would crucify him. So that we may live. Puts it into a little bit of a perspective. It's all been done for us. Our salvation has been given to us. Because Jesus has protected us. He has gathered us together so that we are protected from sin, death, and the devil. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for your word. Father, we ask that you would continually open this word unto our hearts, that we may receive it however you need us to receive it. Father, we ask that as we are given the opportunity to go out into your world, we ask that you would give us the courage and the strength to speak your word and to love your children, so that they may all come to know you. Amen. Humble your hearts and receive the Lord's benediction. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift his countenance upon you and give you his everlasting peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.